You're listening to Off the Card, an action figure podcast, a show about action figures by kids trapped in the bodies of grown men. And here they are, Billy Cooper and Eric Murphy.
Welcome to the San Diego Comic-Con version of Off the Card, San Diego Comic-Con 2023. Joining me as always is Eric and Joe. What's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Burning alive.
Sin. The sun has decided to attack us like in Super Mario Brothers 3 here in central Indiana, and it's only going to get worse tomorrow.
And Saturday, I'm going to be at Pantera too on Saturday.
Man, I almost went, but I stopped myself. The show I want to go to more than the Pantera shows on Sunday.
What's Sunday?
Clutch and Dinosaur Jr.
Red Fang. Yeah. Ed ran Red Fang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Red Fang. That would be awesome. So, San Diego Comic Con 2023 was last weekend, and I call it the obliteration of Billy's wallet, is what it should be called. We're going to kind of run through the companies on our own, like, little interest of what kind of what we've seen. Eric, let's go. Yo, Joe. Let's knock out the Joe shit. Oh my
God. Tell you what, I'm going to cover Mezco first since it's a little bit smaller.
But so with G.I. Joe nonetheless.
Yes. It's a G.I. Joe. Starting out, they had a presence at San Diego, but they were also doing their own online Mezco Con, which just involved, you know, Saturday and Sunday. They had a couple of reveals, had some contests. So the reveals they threw out there at us was a 112 Nightwing figure. So they're slowly growing the Batman line with more than just Batman.
Take note, McFarlane.
One of the few DC figures I would consider, because I love Nightwing. But we'll see. They revealed a 112 White Ranger to, you know, round out their Ranger line. After giving the Green Ranger as one of their exclusives for the con, a 112 Casey Jones to go with that turtle set that's coming.
That looked really good, by the way.
Yeah, looked really good. The only non-112 figure, they've got a Static Six statue line, and this is, the reveal was for a Conan Static Six statue. And the big surprise for me in their final reveal for the weekend was a 112 comic version of the mask.
Which, really?
I can't wait to see what all that comes with.
From what I could see, I couldn't really tell if it's like movie mask or comic
book mask. I prefer comic mask.
To me, it looked comic. It looked like Doug Monkey's art jumped right off the page from the very first issue. To me, that's how I took it.
So, I'm with Eric too. I would rather see them do the
absolutely. But it's just single picture reveal. You know, who knows when they'll actually get more pre-order or any of that. So new figures that they had on hand there at Comic-Con that we hadn't seen. Well, the final Comic-Con exclusive was another Wolverine.
Is that the blue and yellow?
The blue and yellow. They're calling them the Danger Room Wolverine. I didn't need them. So they had the production versions of the turtle set on hand.
Yep.
They looked good. But you know, like we were talking earlier, there's not a lot of soft goods. There's a shit ton of accessories.
It's hard for me to justify $100 a figure with no soft goods, because that seems to be Mezco's thing, is like the soft goods is the draw.
Yeah.
Without the soft goods, it turns into a $40, $50 piece. Right. Even with accessories, it's rough.
Yeah.
But they're beautiful. They look great.
But it's also pre-sold out. So
Turtle fans know no bounds.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
They revealed a couple more Indiana Jones figures.
Yep.
Indy in his outfit from Cairo with the robe and the raft and all that. And Tot, the what's his name that gets the amulet scalded into his hand.
Oh, yeah. The melted face guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Though, yeah. Melted face guy, which would is perfect for the heat right now. They revealed a Duke figure.
Yep.
For their G.I. Joe line.
That Duke was interesting looking.
Yeah.
But back to not to completely glance over Indiana Jones. Why has no one made Mola Ram yet?
Maybe it's a likeness of the actor.
Maybe, but maybe it's the flaming heart.
Oh, the Kali Ma?
I
don't know.
I'm kind of half expecting Mezco to do one, to be honest. But we'll see. We'll see.
You know, give me the Flaming Heart or give me nothing. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And the last one that really caught my eye is they had Bartholomew Vex on hand, the goat-headed character who appears to be the arch-nemesis of Atticus Doom. They had an amazing display with, I don't know if it was supposed to be Cthulhu, a bunch of tentacles coming up, two of them launching at each other, throwing their magics. It's like, oh, please put them up for pre-order soon. I need them.
Yeah, that one right there I seen. I'm like, man, if ever there, we've talked, and everyone knows, like my biggest beef with Mezco is the soft goods. But I love their IPs, though. Their IPs are absolutely right up my alley. It's weird tentacles and gravediggers and magicians and all kinds of craziness. And I love it. But yeah.
Yeah. I love the Rumble Society, the roaches, the skulls. Obviously I'm a G.I. Joe guy, so I'm going to do what I can to get their offerings. But outside of that, it might be limiting the Mezco. Spider-Man, maybe. Depends.
Yeah.
Especially since they're getting ready to start dropping some of the Spidey villains finally.
True. Very true. Well, good deal. And now, G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Classified.
So, oh my goodness. Let's see. So as far as any reveals where you've got, they mentioned a Retro Duke, a Retro Scarlet, Jinx, Dreadnought Torch, Dreadnought Ripper. They had renders of Clutch and a Vamp, which the picture, if the picture is the scale they're making it, the Vamp looks small, but that's okay. I don't want it to be a big HasLab piece. Techno Viper with, I forget what they called it, but basically the toe behind missile launcher that you can throw on the back of the his tank when you get it. Actually, they mentioned all three of the Dreadnoughts, Torch, Ripper, and Buzzer. They had renders for General Hawk, a couple of more Python Patrol characters, Copperhead, the Cobra Officer, Shockwave, Helix. They revealed that their PulseCon later this year, the exclusive for that will be the Crimson Strike team. Like we spoke before we start recording, everything's crimson now. So that's
someone got a deal on some red paint or some red plastic, man, because here it comes, everything red.
Then right before everything started, they put the characters Crimson Alley Viper, Mole Rats, and Shooter up for pre-order. The G.I. Joe exclusive was Chuckles, finally.
Yeah. Did you get one?
It was always, yes. Okay. I managed to snag one. Somebody in a group, not even G.I. Joe group, one of the Facebook geek groups put up, who wants a Chuckles code? And I just happened to be the first one to see it and respond. And they PM'd it to me. I got on. Everything worked. Hallelujah.
Good deal, man.
Isn't it nice when things like that happens? Yeah. Where somebody's nice enough to at least toss it your way?
Yeah, isn't it great when you can actually like give someone your money for something you want and you don't have to jump through hoops?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's great.
All their con exclusives are going to go up for availability tomorrow on Pulse. But yeah, you know, this is a little more guaranteed because you had to scan the code to get to the site, and then you had to put the code in again to even make the purchase. So it's not like I've got to watch the clock and get on at 1 o'clock and make sure I get everything through. But yeah, he was always one of my favorites. I've been waiting for them to release him. Was a little irritated that they made him a con exclusive, but I got him, so I'm not so irritated anymore.
I think he's one of those guys that's going to get a reissue without all the extras. I mean, it's what it looks like to me, because there's no sense in doing like the extra head and all the extra equipment and everything else. So,
And then other reveals that went up for pre-order over the weekend and into Monday were Tripwire. We're getting a Tripwire finally. A two-pack of the Steel Core. Looks like a male and a female figure. The 788 Fire Team to go with the Hiss, which appears to be a Range Viper, an Infantry Trooper, and an officer in like a black with red. Not as much red as the Crimson. But appears to be red and black is their color scheme. And then yesterday, Tiger Force Flint and Python Patrol Vipra, which is a character I'm not familiar with.
The Tiger Force Flint looks like he's a member of a My Chemical Romance, right?
He's got the face paint and all that.
Yeah, he went full Gerard Way. And I'm here for it. That's great. I'm a big My Chem fan, so whatever. But when I seen it the first time, I'm like, what?
And some non-Hasbro G.I. Joe info. I'd seen somewhere that 3-0 was going to discontinue their six scale 12-inch G.I. Joe figures. Well, they revealed not only Destro, but a Cobra Commander.
Yeah, I've seen that.
To be coming down the line. So, I'll be watching for those going up, because Destro looked really awesome, and so did Cobra Commander.
When I was watching the stuff roll in, I'm like, holy crap, man, this is a full blown invasion. This is G.I. Joe coming for it. Like, they'd really held back.
It's the last 2 months, they had been just cranking them out. I mean, most of it's been pre-orders, but a lot of those, you know, they're saying, ship in September, ship in November, ship in December, and they're already hitting our porches, you know. Sure. And
I mean, it feels like we're getting to that point in with the toys that we're on the other side now of the pandemic, as far as the everything getting caught in ports and everything getting caught in factories. It feels like everything's like, oh no, here it comes, and it's coming fast. So
yeah.
All right, Eric, bring us up on the speed on some horror movie stuff.
Off the top, the big ones, NECA, you know, was pretty light this year as far as horror style. I mean, they made a crap ton of Turtles announcements for the animated stuff and an overabundance of it. Really on the light side of it, the big things I saw out of NECA that caught my attention, the new run of Toonie Terrors that's coming out looks cool, with Vincent Price, Tar Man.
Yeah. Yep.
The Fiend, Misfits Fiend.
Yeah, that's another one.
They have, and then Megan, which is kind of a...
They had a couple of figures pop up I seen, and I'm like, okay, so I have a feeling she's going to be kind of like the new, like Chucky kind of character.
Yep. The other NECA stuff they announced, I mean, really Nosferatu was the big one for the monsters. And I'm like, okay, that's, you know, okay. You know, that makes sense. They're kind of, the well's still going to get a little bit dry on the Universal Monsters here soon.
The Chucky, I seen the Chucky
for the TV series. Yeah, that looked really cool.
Yeah, because that's a really good show. If you even have a passing interest in Chucky, it's a really good show.
Yeah, and then they're doing another re-release of the 12-inch Jigsaw.
Yep,
and then
Billy on the bike as well.
Yeah, or Billy on the bike. Yeah. My bad. It's just Billy on the bike. I get him mixed up.
That thing's been out of print for over a decade, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, NECA, going back to the cult classics, I would not be surprised if they start going back to the originals and maybe fishing some stuff out from their early work and maybe giving it a new look I wouldn't be against a new tall man from Phantasm, and
I wouldn't be against some Army of Darkness figures, honestly.
Yeah, the fact that they've done
Evil Dead,
that's kind of they did. Yeah, they did Evil Dead 1 and 2. They did Ash versus Evil Dead, but they haven't came through an Army of Darkness. I don't know if it's a contract deal because that movie was made by a different film company.
That's what I've read behind the scenes as far as,
that's I've had a kind of gripe with them a little bit.
Because I would love to see an ultimate version of Army of Darkness Ash.
And Evil Ash.
Evil Ash, Pit Witch, even maybe, you know, there's all kinds of fun things you could do.
It's infinite. That. Yeah,
I'm selfish. I want more.
I the completest in me is like, you stopped at Nightmare 3. You never did 4, 5, and 6. You've done a new, I think they've done a new Nightmare.
Yeah.
And then Friday 13th, they stopped at 7. They never did 8 and 9.
I'm just happy we got to 7.
Yeah. 7 had to be the be all end all for that, though, because of the makeup from Carl Buechler. I mean, if you didn't make the first appearance of Kane Hodder, people would have thrown a shit fit.
I was about to.
Yeah. They'd announced that they're going to do another Elvira, this time into Christmas.
I seen that.
Get up.
Yep.
That was cool. Flash Gordon. They're going to back Flash Gordon, which they did run years ago, a Flash Gordon.
They did, and they also did like a weird two-pack with Flash and Ming that was like in a yellow box. It was Walmart exclusive.
Yeah,
like they did. A couple of years ago.
Yes. And then I think part of that also has to do with that. What was that series of NECA figures they did of the, like the offhand comic characters? It was like the serials.
Yeah, the Defenders. Yeah.
And I think Ming the Merciless. And,
yeah.
So it might be part of the reason why. Also, NECA has a contract to DC, so now they're going to do Toonie Terrors of DC.
Yeah, they're Toonie something. I forget the name of them. I've seen
they showed Batman. Joker. They showed Batman, Superman.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool looking. I thought they're pretty neat.
I think I love the Toonie Terrors. I like I like the Toonie version. I like the Toonie Terrors because, like I've always said, they feel to me like they look like they fell out of a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yes.
And I enjoy that.
I kind of partially regret not going back and getting them from the start, but
A few. I'm still looking. The one I'm after the most is I'm looking for a Leatherface. Can't find a Leatherface anywhere.
Really? I'll have to look and see our local Walmart has any. Our local Walmart's been horrendous lately.
I've got Ash, Nosferatu. I've got the Creep from Creepshow.
I know Jeremy hooked me up with a Pennywise that you have.
Yeah. And then just a ton. I love them because they're really cool for me. I dig them out.
And they're small and compact too.
Yeah, they're small. And they're great because you set them on Sam from Trick or Treat. And then I just dig them out for Halloween and put them on like the mantle or on my desk at work or something.
Yeah. A friend of mine got the Sanderson sisters.
You know, I need to get those and Billy.
Which was the Billy a spirit situation or was that just Funko?
That's the pop. That's the pop. Billy and Billy and the girl, little girl with
the Binks, girls. Binks. Yeah.
Is,
Binks.
Yeah. Is,
they're out.
Yeah, Spirit.
But other than that,
I was with you on the NECA stuff. It felt like if you're a Turtles fan, God help you.
Have fun. It's
empty. They've got you. They got you coming and going, homie. Good luck. Because
I didn't really want to dig into it. Not the fact I'm not a Turtles fan. I don't mind it, but it's just like it's an undertaking cover.
I'm circling around the NECA Turtles on the Mirage ones that they've been doing. I really want that Lawson artwork style four pack. That's $150 bucks. And then
they showed that Turtles 3 big box. They're doing those. Yeah. They did one of what's his name? Who's a stuntman? Who was the teenager in the second movie? They did him in a pizza box.
Yeah,
for a San Diego Comic Con exclusive.
Yeah,
like Keanu.
Keanu. Yeah. There's. Like I said, you're a turtle guy. I've been circling the Last Ronin stuff too because I really love that last.
That's.
Ronin.
I think that kind of falls in a different territory. I think that.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It looks. I'm debating about buying a Ronin. I'd love to find it when it comes out in trade paperback and read the story.
It's out. It's good. It's
is it? Okay.
Yeah. I bought all hard the covers. Issues.
Yeah. The hardcover is only $20 on Amazon.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
There you go. Plug.
Yep, that's how I got mine.
There you go.
I haven't read a comic in a hot minute, but I need to pick it up and read it.
So Now, I know we were talking wrestling.
Sweetly Jesus.
Ate shit.
Yeah. One last thing on the horror front. I don't touch on the Sideshow that much, but they did put out a really cool looking David from Lost Boys. The head sculpt art looks badass looking.
Yeah,
I'm not a big Lost Boys fan. I don't mind Lost Boys. My aunt's a diehard fan. She went to Santa Cruz and toured all the filming locations.
I know Chris is a big nerd on Lost Boys. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's cool looking. I don't really follow Sideshow that much anymore. They've gotten, they're kind of expensive. I mean, they're great. They're expensive.
Yeah.
Especially when you're competing against, like, now Mezco's kind of stepped up and kind of gotten their face a little bit. And a couple others have stepped up and gotten their face a little bit. Like, we can do what you can do, and we can do it cheaper.
You've got so many other companies that are doing the, like, not David, but is David type figures, you know, are coming from overseas that are just absolutely amazing.
And why does Kiefer Sutherland look like Donald Sutherland?
And they're a little bit cheaper. So,
You know. You want to make it, I would actually like a, the head vampire from the movie, the actor Herman.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't mind having him with
Gilmore Girls. The dad from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
Be awesome.
But oh yeah, on the wrestling front, just I'm gonna hit the small stuff first before we get into the meat of WWE, and then just dumping basically it felt like from 2020 to 2023 worth of announcements in one shot.
Right. Yeah.
Almost like we're not gonna be at Toy Fair, so. Here's everything. That's kind of the vibe I got. But before we get into that, I also want to cover Mattel. The Jurassic Park gate is grossly under. They are not going to make their goal by Friday. I think they only got 2,000 to 5,000. Yeah. This thing is exploding on the launch pad. Yeah, it's. I mean, it's cool looking, but
it's just pricey.
250 bones, and then no pun intended, is a bit much. I mean, Jurassic Park has a huge following, just not. Type of a following. Like I looked at buying some of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives a while back, one of the T-Rex in the toilet setup you can buy. They did one with Sam Jackson running with the Velociraptor with his arm. They did one of those. They did another. Oh, they did one of Jeff Goldblum laying.
Yeah.
They did a figure one for this past San Diego Comic-Con. I've thought about buying some of those. They're kind of cool looking, but like, you have to be a diehard Jurassic Park fan. I don't think there's that huge of a fan base for toy collecting. And they are doing the 30th anniversary stuff right now. They've done like repackagings of old figures with the same artwork from 93 from Kenner. But I've seen it in Target in abundance. So I just don't
I've seen it in the clearance aisles in abundance too.
Exactly. So I just don't think the market's strong enough to support it. Here's the thing. If they were smart, they could just take it all and sell it as Universal Studios exclusive figures, and it'd probably sell better than in mass market. Because Universal's gone hard in the paint on 30th anniversary stuff at the parks right now. And if they would have done it there, I think it would have done better.
Probably, so, man.
But on to the world of wrestling. So AEW, I'm going to go with AEW off the gate. They didn't do a lot of stuff that was super big. Other than the Supreme figures, the big, nice box, almost like the WWE Ultimates.
Yeah, it's the double. It's two figures in one box.
Yeah, so they announced CM Punk.
Walmart exclusive.
Yep, which looks amazing.
Looks great.
The Malachi Black looks amazing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of Malachi Black, but it looks really nice. Those two, I think, will sell better than the Cody Rhodes one came out right when Cody went back to WWE. So it was, I saw on the shelves for a while and until the heat started picking up on him, and then it
disappeared. Went. Yeah.
Britt Baker was everywhere. Kenny was in abundance everywhere because nobody gives two shits about Kenny in most markets of that type of ilk.
I agree.
But the Punk will be gone in a split second.
I know. I will be waiting to pre-order online to get it.
Yep. Exactly.
I am firmly in the CM Punk camp. So.
Yep. Me as well. I'm debating about if I get that one. If I let go of my popsicle pack one, I
may keep it. Hell no, man.
Yeah. I like it. It looks good. And then outside of that, they announced a couple of special editions for Ringside exclusives, like Wheeler Yuta.
Yeah.
It's got Wheeler Yuta blood all over it. From there, they covered now Ring of Honor, which I think is going to be the thing that I'm interested in the most.
They that right there, those are going to be, like we were talking earlier, those are going to be through their vault. which is their version of like Mattie Collector or Hasbro Pulse or whatever.
Yeah.
And
this might be the better way to go for them because like,
honestly, I agree, man. I agree wholeheartedly.
Selling it, this falls in the same situation we just talked about with Jurassic Park. AEW has a ridiculous amount of people on the roster, but most people don't know who the hell they are. And they're building toys for these characters that nobody knows who the hell they are. They're not even, a good chunk of them aren't even on the damn video game that's out right now.
But good chunk of them haven't been seen on TV in 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, look, when you go to a toy store, I'm like, oh, look, great. Dark Order. No one gives a shit.
Yeah. Dark Order, LAX. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And because of that, like I've heard speculation that they owe Jazzwares a ridiculous amount of money because they aren't selling like $20 million. Like they're not selling. And I'm like, okay, well, here's what you do. Cut back on production. Mm-hmm. Start making figures of people that they want. You're going to need to sell more CM Punks, Brian Daniels. They haven't made a Samoa Joe. They haven't made,
the first Samoa Joe they're going to do is like a Target exclusive.
Yeah, like you need to start, and then also start making them AEW and Ringside Collectible website exclusives.
I agree.
Start selling them at the shows. It's a lot easier
to sell 25,000 figures than it is to sell 250,000 figures.
Yep.
They don't have 50 years and all the damn tapes and everything ever made like WWE has to draw. Yeah,
the one thing they have to their advantage, and I think that's what they're going to do now, is with Ring of Honor, you can go back and make figures based off the classic versions of people that are on contract. So now with this announcement, they've announced they're going to do an American Dragon, Brian Danielson.
Yep.
The Claudio Castagnoli.
Yep.
You have a retro version of those two from their early young ages. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hedge my bet you're going to get a CM Punk with bleach blonde hair.
They've showed that one. That one's actually supposed to be part of the normal AEW line, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to bet $100 they're going to make an original Colt Cabana.
Probably.
You're going to see all these guys in their earliest forms when they are in Ring of Honor. You're going to see Adam Cole. You're going to see all of Roderick Strong.
Cole's been shown, and so has, was it not Fish? Riley? Anyway.
Right, maybe Jay White. It could have been, Kyle O'Reilly. All those guys from Ring of Honor. I'm like, you can go through. And if they do that, I think will go really well.
Well, they're doing the Danhausen. They're giving him his teeth, jar of teeth, and they're giving him
his original cape.
The original cape with the Baphomet on it. So, I mean, that's smart. And look, I hope they understand that they're going to be able to sell 20,000 of one of those.
Opposed to
250,000 they're going to have to make to get it in a Walmart.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I mean, this isn't a knock against say these wrestlers, but if I had to decide in a marketing department, if I'm going to put X amount of CM Punk's, Brian Danielson's, Samoa Joe's, even MJF, Adam Cole on a shelf against Pac or Dark Order,
kids
or
are going to buy a Stone Cold even in 2023. They're still going to buy Macho Man in 2023.
Yep,
they don't know who Nyla Rose is.
Yeah,
and that's not a knock on her, but
no, that's poor. Know. That's poor work on them for not doing their jobs correctly on television.
What happens if you sign 300 fucking wrestlers? And but that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, trust me, I'm over the moon happy that Brian Pillman just signed a contract with NXT.
Yep.
And now I'm hoping to get a Brian Pillman action figure, like an Ultimate Loose Cannon.
If they don't make him into his dad's gimmick, they're really. Really screwing the pooch on that.
Yeah, exactly. But so in the world of WWE, where they've shown no restraint, none. Like if it has a contract, it got a toy made.
They went full Oprah on that shit.
Oh yeah. Good lord. I'm just gonna hit the high points because if not, we'll have to do an episode of just WWE. So in the Ultimates land, the first thing I saw that instantly snapped my eye was the Kurt Angle with soft goods.
Yep.
Ultimate with his crying
for no mercy. Face.
Yeah. Yep. That instantly, I'm like, that's a purchase. The other one to me, the other high spot, which I'm probably going to pre-order tonight, is the two-pack WrestleMania 10 ladder match with Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels with multiple heads, both Intercontinental titles. I'm like, that, I'm probably going to give up my Ultimate Razor purple for those two, because that to me is, that's the set. That's the set. I think they need to start doing more of these type of gimmicks of box sets and a two-pack.
Famous matches.
Yeah, give me WrestleMania 13 with Bret and Austin. With a blood splatter.
Hell in the Cell with Taker and
Give me all of those. Yeah. I mean, that to me is easily the best way to do it.
What two packs should have been in the first damn place.
Yep.
Is recreate these famous
moments. I mean, they got the Undertaker with Gobbledygooker, which was Taker's first appearance as Survivor Series 90, which is fine. They'll sell like gangbusters. But yeah, stuff like that. Give me those moments like WrestleMania 12, the Iron Man between Bret and Shawn. Those key moments. Give me a two pack of the night that Taker lost with him and Brock.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 30. Yeah. You know, those two packs.
Yeah.
Those high spot moments to me. They did a two pack a while back of WrestleMania 2 with Piper and T in the boxing match. I mean, those, if you do stuff like that, easily you'll clear it all day long.
Sure.
But on the Ultimates world, they also did they announced one I'm gonna buy. I've been waiting patiently for an Ultimates version of Rowdy Piper, and they're doing one. It's from the Monday Night War. It's actually from him in WCW, where he has a shirt that says Icon, which is fine. I can live with it. Well, but
they're doing him also in one of the Coliseum two packs
with George Animal Steel, which I'm really riding the line on getting.
I know, me too.
It's, I'm Piper. Like, for me, it's like, do I need a George Steele? No. It's the lesser two evils.
Yeah.
A couple of triple packs. They're doing Evolution of Hogan.
Same.
You know, early Hogan, Hollywood, and then the Rebirth Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
And then the triple pack, the Three Faces of Foley.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's a bad deal.
Yeah, it's the idea of a Cactus Jack. My only problem I have with the WWE figures is Foley has never looked like that as far as the Jack. But I understand it's hard to just do a lump of potato type guy. Maybe they can just run over to AEW and steal the Dark Uno body mold and or Evil Uno or whatever.
That reminds me, they did a review of the video game, and the guy reviewing goes, Chris Jericho looks like he got shaped out of an air fryer. Might have been the funniest review of a video game I've ever heard. I was like, nice. But what kills me with that is Cactus. I'm weird. Mankind looks like WWF. Mankind, dude, love WWF. But the Cactus Jack is a WCW Cactus Jack.
Which I'm kind of okay with that, because that's the first time I ever seen Cactus Jack.
Yeah, like WCW. 92.
Yeah.
With Vader.
Yeah.
That to me, I part of me one, if it's all WWF, I'd rather have Attitude, like the first appearance of Cactus Jack and Triple H for Monday Night Raw. I guess you could make a two pack of that. That would work. On the Legends front, a lot of good stuff. They're doing the Natural Disasters, Typhoon, and Earthquake. I saw a British Bulldog, which is 97 era Bulldog with the Hart Foundation jacket. In that set, I'm grabbing Terry Funk with ECW World title. That is a get. They did a Honky Tonk Man soft goods with his jumpsuit.
Yep.
And his guitar.
I think that is actually that's not Honky Tonk. It's the Greg the Hammer Valentine dressed up like him.
No, it's Honky Tonk.
Is it Honky? Okay.
No. If they did a Rhythm and Blues two-pack with, that would be funny.
That would be great.
Yeah. They're also doing a WrestleMania 2 Andre with yellow trunks, and then a Chase of a red trunk.
Yeah, I'm getting the ultimate, or I've got the ultimate Andre. I'm set.
Oh, and actually, you were right. They have announced several lines of Legends. They did announce the Legends of Valentine with the jacket. So there are going to be two separate lines.
I thought I seen that. So
yeah. Same with, they're doing a Mr. Perfect with the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, that Mr. Perfect. Mm. That one.
Yeah, with his towel.
Yeah.
And then two different DiBiases. I'm assuming one's a Chase of his suit.
Yep.
That's going to be pretty cool. The Muhammad Ali. With him in the referee and the boxing.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
That one's probably going to be one I'm going to track down. I am a big Ali fan.
Yeah.
So
tons of Monday Night War stuff. They're really pushing into this scenario of Monday Night War stuff. First appearance of Hall and Nash on Nitro. Yeah,
but isn't Bischoff getting his own Ultimates figure?
He's getting his own Ultimates figure. They are going to unmask. This is the later end of Nitro when they're dying. You're getting the Rey Mysterio with no mask.
And he's got the horns, with right?
The devil horns. Yeah. When he is running around with Kidman. Yep. So I'm really surprised they're making that. They've been pretty kind of like closely act like that doesn't exist type of situation.
We're in WWE. I've seen the Dominic.
Yeah.
Like, look, that kid's never, ever going to be that jacked. Ever.
Yeah. Tons of your classic line of they did a whole series of new stuff for that with Doink, AWA Hulk.
There's a Doink. There's an Andre. A couple of different Andres. There's a Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yep.
And then there's a Big Van Vader wearing Harley Race's.
Cape.
Cape. Which those, because they fit in with the Motu stuff and they are actually interchangeable parts with the Motu stuff. I love those little bastards. They're fun.
They showed Jerry Lawler as a Legends figure. They're doing a Paul Bearer. They're going hard in the paint. I think that, again, they showed a lot of current era stuff. They are smart enough to understand, I'm not going to sell a crap ton of the lower card people. Most of the stuff that was getting announced outside of what we just talked about was your John Cena's, your Roman Reigns, the Bloodline, Cody Rhodes.
They're doing an ultimate Pat McAfee, too.
That's kind of wild.
Well, they've got his normal one. His normal figure. Yeah.
That one's kind of wild.
Basics, I guess, have updated articulation. They're adding in extra joints and stuff into those, starting like real soon. So
yeah, that's what I think. They've updated some packaging too. Like the Elites now, the card, the packaging is different. It's a smaller window.
Yeah,
I think the blowback from the Hasbro situation with the removal of windows because of environmental reasons that maybe I've seen a few companies look like they're shrinking their windows a little bit.
Yep. We'll get to that in a minute when I start going through my list.
Because the Ring of Honor figures had no windows.
Yes. They are in a box, a slip box, like a blind box.
Which I don't. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. But mixed emotions on that. But most WWE is smart. They did a lot of your basic figures that you know well. But right now it seems like it's a split now between the Ultimates and the Elite stuff. But the problem that with WWE that keeps happening everywhere is you don't see half these lines hit store shelves. That's the problem I'm seeing is a lot of Walmarts aren't getting it. Targets aren't really getting they have exclusive rights to the Legends line, and I'm seeing stuff that's been there three lines ago and it's just sitting.
Or they get a solid case of China. I'm like, really? Because there's no way that they got 18 cases of these ever, but they've got 18 Chinas. I'm like, that don't seem right to me.
That's my only problem. I mean, a lot of stuff you can buy through Ringside Collectibles for the exception of the Legends line.
Yep.
You can't buy Legends through there. I think the Legends line needs to stop being Target exclusive. I think it needs to go back to being across the board because like for a collector who's after those figures, it's damn near impossible unless you get lucky and catch them on their Target website.
That's my thing is I've got alerts set on my Target stuff. I know I never ever found that new Yokozuna figure.
And they showed a new one again. Is it Ultimates?
It's an Ultimates, but did you hear about how that's going to be released?
No.
It's a chase to an existing figure.
They're two different colors.
Yeah. No, it's not even going to be two different colors. He's just going to be randomly dropped in a case.
Yeah.
He's going to be like the unmasked Wolverine in the Marvel Legends or some shit. Yeah, from way back in the day. It's going to be randomly. Yeah,
because they showed him with his white and black trunks and then his red and black trunks.
Look, I just
Mather's going to lottery it out completely.
I just want a damn modern version of Yokozuna. and not have to pay $80 like 2 days after it comes out. I don't understand why he is so hard to find, but
it is what it is. I don't understand that either. I'm like, that's the only problems that I'm seeing with WWE right now is that they're just, it's getting in more, I guess it's not WWE's fault. I guess it'd be more between Mattel and the box stores.
Yeah, there's definitely a distribution issue with those. And you're right. Like, I got my Bam Bam Bigelow, the newest one, like 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, and me and you both. Yeah.
And it just now is starting to hit Walmart in our area here in central Indiana. So I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know. It's
getting frustrating. It's like, I want to buy your stuff, but.
Look, don't make it
hard. I can't get my damn hands on it.
Give me an opportunity to give you money for the goods.
Yeah. Or then you have a blind, crazy ass moment where I ordered the Razor Ramon Ultimate through Target.
Yep.
And they sent me the chase.
And that
it just showed up. And I'm like, how in the hell?
I've seen people do that with like some Funko Pop guys I know. They'll go on Amazon and they'll order like, hey, I want to pre-order this, this, and this. And they get it and they'll get two chases. They're like, okay. Well, I still want the other one, but okay, the chase is out of the way now. So, what happens? Okay, so here goes my breakdown. Let me start off with Masters of the Universe. We're getting new packaging for the Masterverse line, which is like their 6-7 inch big guys. We're getting new packaging for that. Windows, smaller windows, as we were talking about earlier.
Which is Mattel also, right? So there you go. That kind of links them together.
Origins, which is their 5.5 old school looking guys with modern articulation. They are moving to the cartoon collection. They are going to be doing they call it the cartoon collection, not the Filmation collection. I do not believe they can use Filmation, but the little cartoon logo is written in Filmation font. Take it for what it is. Yeah. And this is a quote from the press release. Biggest news is starting next year. All remaining vintage line origin offerings will be offered exclusively on Mattel Creations website. Mattel renewed its commitment to completing the vintage line and is planning for multiple years of new Masters of the Universe content. Meanwhile, the new cartoon collection of Filmation Origins figures will be sold at retail starting in spring 2024. They plan to explore the entire content, which means we could likely see Filmation vehicles and even Filmation style play sets in the future. So the last of the Origins figures are going to be going to Mattel Creations like the Grizzlor did and some of the other guys. I have no problem with that. If that means we get bigger figures or whatever and they raise the price. Okay.
Easier accessibility.
That's where I'm at.
I think a lot of these companies are starting to get to that point where they're fed up with going through the box stores.
I agree. So there we go. Matmotu, they showed a kiloton of awesome stuff. I don't know if you guys seen any of the Filmation style figures. They've actually, they're not as overly bulked out and they're actually a touch taller where they look more like the cartoon. Everything's
Skeletor, I think.
Everything's a little softer, and I am here for that. I am all about it. So that made me happy. I see nothing. I do see Mattel Creations website. I've bought numerous things off there, had no issues. I can't see them. As long as they put it up for like a week or 2 week pre-order type thing, and then we get everything that we ordered, that's great. But if it's like pops up at noon, gone at 2:02, you know,
I hate that shit. God, I hate that shit.
Drives me nuts. McFarlane. Let's roll on to Todd. Todd and his company, Batman Animated. They're doing a 6-inch line, and McFarlane's. So we're doing bats. We're doing Robin, Scarecrow, Freeze. This is a Build-A-Figure line. And the Build-A-Figure is Condiment King, which I never ever thought we'd see Condiment King. So leave it to Todd and his crazy ass to give us some Batman animated figures in the 6-inch scale, and then give a Condiment King build a figure. It's like what are you gonna, was like, what's the build figure? Kite Man. Fuck. Well, okay.
What is that? His price has done Eggman.
They did in the animated style, or no?
I thought that was NECA.
The classic. I don't know. We'll have to look and see. Batman the classic TV series line. They're taking it to 6-inch scale. Kind of interesting. There's a build the figure there as well. I forget what it is. They are doing a run of Batman and Robin movie figures.
Yes.
That looked really interesting. I am not.
It's coming off the heels of that Batman like ultimate pack that they got, where it has all the Batmans together.
It's like $120 bucks. Some of that. It looks
pretty cool. Yeah.
Looks pretty cool. Another interesting thing to come out from Todd, sports picks are back.
Yep.
NFL and NHL. So no NBA. NBA's got the starting lineup. Yeah. We've seen those figures.
Which they don't seem like they're doing very well.
No, they came out at $50 and then went to $30. And they'll probably be at Ollie's next year. So
actually heard that they might be going on pause for a bit.
I could see that as well. And then Todd let it be known that he is doing another Kickstarter. He's doing the Medieval Spawn. It looks absolutely amazing. The cape wasn't there or none of the weapons, but the detail on this thing is absolutely gorgeous. I am a mark when it comes to Spawn stuff, so it is what it is. But it's Kickstarter. The rumor floating around that I read was $40 will get you the figure, $80 will get you the figure, and it coming signed. Kickstarter is supposed to be going real soon. I'm in for both. so it is what it is. Let me see what else we got. New company at play, Syndicate Collectibles. They are a company that was formed by some of the guys from Soda. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember Soda's Now Playing. Oh, yeah. One of the guy, the head guy from Soda, and then the company Toink or Toy NK out of Chicago. Yeah. They have joined forces and they have started Syndicate Collectibles. It was in the last issue or one of the last issues of Toy Collector. They had some really interesting stuff. The highlights for like guys like us, they're doing fully articulated Double Dragon figures. They're doing a line of Bloodsport figures.
Yep.
Looks fantastic. They are doing a line of Ghoulies 2 figures.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy.
Why not?
Same ones that are doing the Conqueror?
No, I don't think they're them. And then Pumpkinhead. They're doing a 1/6 scale, a 1/12 scale, and a statue. So you're going to be able to get you a Pumpkinhead of all variations and sizes.
Yeah, so, I'm really hoping with that they potentially, just like NECA, go back and we might get Darkman and Toxie.
Soda, at the end of Soda's run, they released like a 2 or 3 foot tall Pumpkinhead.
Yep, they did.
And it is gorgeous still to this day, and that thing is almost 20 years old. Yep. And if you ever see one at a convention, stop and look at it. It is absolutely amazing.
You can look at it because you can't afford it.
Oh, you ain't going to afford it. I mean, you could, but anyway, no prices on any of this stuff. I see the Double Dragon and sports Bloodsport figures. I probably see them in like the $30 range. At them. They're probably going to try to hit that Diamond Select or a Marvel Select price point. Speaking of Diamond Select, we've seen a couple of really cool things. I like the Marvel Select figures. I like the chunky big robot guys. The Crimson Dynamo looks amazing. And they've been doing some like Iron Man villains of late. Like, was it Titanium Man? I think they did him.
Yeah.
Looked really good. And they showed the mock-up for Annihilus. makes me very happy. I am a Fantastic Four dork. So for me, yeah, that Nihilus looks awesome. And then they had other stuff there. They had like some of the like Game of Thrones stuff or the new Game of Thrones stuff. What's that called? The something dragon, you know, whatever.
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragons. The one guy, what was it? From Doctor Who that's on the show. They showed one of his figures and Matt Smith. Other cool stuff, a bunch of mini mates and things like that. But something that caught my eye, and I know some people are going to moan, but for me, I'm going to keep my eyes open on these. Walking Dead comic book figures in the 6 to 7 inch Diamond Select, Marvel Select scale. And they're black and white. And the first two is Rick and Michonne. And they come with a buttload of weapons and everything else. But it looks like Toni Moore's artwork. I am completely intrigued by these because the McFarlane ones sucked.
Oh God, they're terrible.
They're fucking terrible. They had some moments where there was a couple of good ones here and there. But by and large, and if you bought any of the McFarlane ones, you all know that the comic book line was way better than the TV show line.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it looked like the artwork and things like that. I think it felt like different. So no, the Walking Dead comic figures, the black and white, really got my attention. I'm like, I didn't see those coming because it feels like Walking Dead's kind of past its prime. But
the way to reinvent the wheel on it is to go back to the comic books. For the comic book fans.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, and I think with Diamond Select, they have the inroad with the comic shops. So, I mean, there's not a comic shop around that don't carry Diamond Select merchandise. So,
yeah,
looks good to me. Super 7, a lot of cool stuff from Super 7. One of the things, Silverhawks with Vac Metal. They're doing their Silverhawks Ultimates, and they showed them in Vac Metal, which was been a big point of contention with Silverhawk fans. And that is, they look really cool in Vac Metal instead of like the plain dull colors. So that got people's attention. That's pretty cool. I've seen a lot of interviews with Brian Flynn about that. And then the other line that completely set me into a fit of absolute fanboy rage, just elation. I think I threw my panties at my fucking TV. I was so fucking happy. They are doing a quote vintage style, which is basically Masters of the Universe of the Misfits of Glenn and Jerry. They're doing, and then what the Misfits Fiend in like armor and like, anyway, looks badass. They're doing also, they got the rights. They're doing Glenn in the Sam Hain era out, with the blood all over him and the devil lock. And they're doing him by himself wearing the Lucifuge crucifix and the big demon skull belt buckle. And he looks just like he did back then. He looks like a He-Man figure. And I am all in.
I looked at him like,
those look pretty cool.
I see Glenn riding Majestic on a Panther taking Snake Mountain. And Skeletor is going to be his lap dog, and I got all kinds of scenarios ready to go with those. So yes,
and She-Ra's riding on the back.
She-Ra's riding on something. Yeah, so that right there, that one made me super happy. On to Jada Toys, a lot of picks for the Mega Man figures, got a lot of attention. Street Fighter Wave 3. Guile, Cammy, and DJ. DJ's never been made into, I guess, a figure.
Really?
Oh.
Is what I was seeing or reading. I don't know how 100% that is, but Soda never made him as a figure. But Guile and Cammy coming out in their Street Fighter II uniforms, or outfits or whatever you want to call them. I have yet to get my hands on those Street Fighter II figures. I need to remedy that here pretty soon.
I've got a Fei Long coming.
Do you got a way soon? Yeah, Fei Long.
It's the only one I could get.
Yeah, I'm pretty geeked out. I think I'm going to go on their Jada has like their version of like Maddie Collector and things like that. You can get on there. I believe the Evil Ryu is up now for like $35 or $40.
That was their convention exclusive, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go in there and see if I can get my hands on those. These things, all the reviews have been coming back fantastic. Everybody I watch online have loved these things. And I'm like, look, I probably need to get in on this line before it gets way out of hand and I can't go back.
They look so much better than McFarlane Street or Mortal Kombat stuff.
They do. They do. And two totally different aesthetics. But yes, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah.
They actually look pretty close to the Storm collectible Street Fighter figures for obviously a fraction of the price.
Fraction of the price. The only thing I wish they would do is I know they're doing alternate heads. I wish one of the alternate heads was their beaten head, where they're like the blood running down their face, where they're gasping for air. I think that would be fun. But look, repaints down the road. You know,
dude, give me a 2-pack with the car.
Yeah.
The car, and then one is just a pyramid of bricks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I think we can get the car for you. I think we just go down to the local Dollar Tree and hook
it up. Hey, when I was six, it was just here's my little G.I. Joe style Ryu and then a hammer and a Hot Wheel.
My last thing that I seen, and I think it was more just out of like awe, was Marvel Legends. That X-Men 97 retro line.
That's going to be killer.
Those look gorgeous. And I am not, and I've said this numerous times, I am not an X-Men guy. I am not a fan of that cartoon. But as soon as I seen them, I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, even the X-Jet.
Yeah. It looked good. Those legends look good. The card looks good. The sculpts look good. They're not cell shaded like those other figures.
The VHS tape ones.
Yeah, I mean they look good. Yeah. That Rogue and that Gambit. That Gambit's amazing looking.
Yep.
Totally that Bishop blew me. Looks
pretty awesome too.
Blew me out. Oh, the Bishop looks mean as hell, doesn't he? He looks. Yeah he's got the. Yeah. So looks great. I was like, holy shit, those are fantastic. The other line that caught me completely off guard was the Marvel Knights Mindless Ones wave. Holy crap.
Yeah, the Marvel Knights series looked really good.
And the funny thing about that line is no Walmart or Target on that line.
Yeah, I saw that.
So where are they going?
They're not going to Walmart and they're not going to Target. So if you want any of these, you better go pre-order like I did because I went and got me a set on Big Bad because I think these are going to be hard to get. I don't know.
My heart hurt a little bit. They didn't have a Punisher in there for Marvel Knights, but
We'll see a version of him probably because we're getting like it was
Daredevil.
We're getting really close to hitting him as the Beast. So we'll see that. But no Walmart, no Target. And they brought back with those, the window packaging comes back.
Yep.
And then the one that blew everyone out of the water was Crystar.
Yes.
Crystar, the old Remco Marvel comic. Yeah. And man, I've never seen so many fanboys in my life go nuts online. I was like, cool. It's Crystar. I know who he is. I mean, I have no affinity for him, but
I think I had a couple of the figures way back in the day, maybe.
If I did, they were like through a yard sale or something. You know? But man, that came out of nowhere. So if they've got the license to him, I've seen people saying, what about Rom? What about Rom Space Knight?
I thought I heard that they did manage to get the rights to Rom. regained the rights.
I don't know.
I'm not certain of that. So
we'll see. But yeah, Chris Starr was the one that had everybody buzzing online. I wouldn't say everybody. I've seen some people like, oh my God, it's Chris Starr. My life's complete. And I've seen other people go, what? So who? I was kind of in between. I was like, oh, I remember that comic. I remember the toy line. I see it, but I don't really remember it that well. I don't have affinity for it, Not like when I seen, was it a couple of weeks ago? I think after we recorded the last episode, maybe we talked about it on the last episode. Super 7 got the rights to Tiger Sharks.
Yep.
Holy shit. I'm in trouble. Because of all those properties, I know some people love Thundercats and some people love Silverhawks. I am a Tiger Sharks fanatic. So, yeah.
I mean, between that and then they announced that big play set through Super 7 for the Thundercats.
Oh, the Thundercats layer, $650 with $100 shipping.
Yeah. And you had that coming out. Then Biker Mice from Mars released all their stuff. And now Ryan Reynolds is producing a series.
Yeah, from Nacelle.
Yeah.
Nacelle, man. The cool thing is at PowerCon, Nacelle's going to be there and I'm going to see some of these prototypes in person. So I'm pretty happy about that.
So
I just found, it's on Wikipedia, so we know how reliable Wikipedia can be. It says that May this year, Marvel renewed their license with Hasbro, and they're going to start publishing ROM again. I don't know what that means for toys or anything, but the comics will be coming back, at least re-releasing the old stuff.
Okay. Fun. That's Hasbro, right?
Yes.
That's interesting, because Kirkman Skybound has Transformers and G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Now. And that Void Rivals book that they kind of hit it in is actually really good. So, and then our favorite, I think one of me and Joe's favorite artists is actually doing the Transformers book. Oh my God. Daniel Warren Johnson. Yeah.
I think he's writing.
He is. He's writing and drawing the Transformers book, which
I'm all in on that.
You see their off topic, but the Danhausen Batman thing they did, I guess they're going to release some more to buy online.
Yeah. It's going to be at New York Comic Con. It's Batman number 251. It's Bill Morrison, recreating like the return of like the Silver Age Joker It looks,
really I almost want to, I'd see if I can order it. Cause I'm like,
Pretty badass. Yeah.
I don't know if I told you this or not, but did you see that, Pro Wrestling Tees did a nice button up shirt for him?
Yes.
I bought one.
Did you?
I don't know when it's coming, but I pre-ordered it. It was like $60. But I'm like, looked at Don. I'm like, I'm buying this.
Sometimes you just got to tell them, look, I'm buying this. Please don't strike me.
Yeah.
So,
well, I told her, I said, well, I used to use my credit card as a pre-order machine where it's like, I just pre-order something. And then she's like, I can live with that. That's fine. So I'm like, I'm getting ready to pre-order two Danhausens and
No, that's what I use. I use a credit card just for pre-orders. It doesn't, and nothing else goes on it. It's just pre-order stuff. The problem is once you pay it off, they're like, oh, here's another more couple of $1,000. You're like, do you really want to go down that road? Because I can fill it. You want to keep giving it off?
Yeah.
Fill this
mother. I'll spin this wheel.
You want to go? Let's light this candle. So
that's why I'm working overtime between now and ITC. So yeah. I'm like, okay, like this is justifiable means.
I need to get a list if you guys are looking for anything from for PowerCon, because I know, oh my God, oh, I'm on
the fence about purchasing a Pixel Dan figure.
Oh, the Spencer Powers. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on the fence about picking up one of those. Other than that, nothing offhand really. I'd love to be there to pick NECA's brain, but get in their mind and jump around for a minute and see what's going on in there. Be like, well, you have this Kurt Russell thing. Why don't I have a Snake Plissken?
Oh, I will see what I can find out.
Yeah. It has to be a movie contract issue, but I doubt it because it's Carpenter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people, yeah. Let's shelve Snake Plissken. We've had a Snake Plissken. I want a Jack Burton.
We've had Jack Burton, though.
There you go.
Yeah, but an articulated Jack Burton, not a statue. Yeah. Well, I guess Plissken was kind of a statue, too, wasn't it? So,
yep.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. We got McCready, though. We got McCready twice. Three. Oh, they debuted a new McCready.
That's not really a McCready. That actually is a light-up, almost like the poster-style McFarlane's that they did in the movie posters.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's like, yeah. So the face lights up, and it's like a diorama. Oh,
the dog. They did show the dog.
Dog. From
Yeah, the Blair monster and all that. So.
Yeah, they've done all the different monsters, which is great. They all look amazing looking. That's really
the, and that one, by the way, I did see that one is only through NECA, direct through their website.
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to release that dog out to buy Target.
Here's my smart thing.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, because I was seeing a lot of the McCready's on clearance. People weren't buying up the Thing figures.
Really?
I'd seen them clearanced at Target, and I see them clearanced at Walmart. The McCready figure just wasn't moving like the other stuff was.
I need to get the McCready, the one with the torch, the flamethrower. That's the one I'm looking
I think
for.
That was the monochrome box.
Yeah, I need that one.
The ultimate McCready.
I need that one for a diorama I'm working for Halloween at work.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be on. Someone's going to be lighting a house on fire.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. No, man, San Diego, with no celebrities, and no movies, everyone that I have seen report on it had an excellent time, and people could actually, get the thing.
Peruse.
Yeah. And look through things and so good for them, man. My wallet isn't going to be that bad. I mean, of everything that I went through, look, I know I'm always in on the MOTU stuff. So whatever, the sports picks, it really depends on who it is.
I think if he's smart, NHL, he needs to get the legends.
NHL really depends on who it is. Yeah. I don't mess with NFL. I don't watch football. Yeah. So
NHL, I just don't see. I mean, and I'm a hockey fan. I don't. Yeah. There's not concurrent players. There's nobody there that's going to pull that series to make somebody go, I want that.
I mean, even Sid and Ovechkin and those guys like that. Yeah.
You could do one run of just literally Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, and those guys, and that's it. And then after that, it's got to be legends. You're going to need the Bobby Orrs. You're going to need the Gretzky's. Yeah. You're going to need the Mario Lemieux, Jagr,
Brett Hull, stuff like that.
Yeah. Hull. I mean, and then in NFL, that's kind of a 50-50. I think there's a market of more high-profile people.
Mahomes, and you do a Brady. And
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, you do some guys like that, sure. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
For me, though, like I said, those the Pumpkinhead's a definite. I don't know which one I'll get, the 6 or the 12. Probably the 12.
Still. I think 12 makes more sense in comparison to other figures. Because I want him to be like
twice the size of a Marvel Legend. Yeah,
so it needs a 12-inch easily. Yeah,
the 112 scale. Diamond Select, the Annihilus, of course, the Crimson Dynamo was a probably. And the Misfits from Super 7, 100% all in.
Yeah.
I will fight motherfuckers over those in the streets. That one's the one that got my attention, so. And then some of the Marvel Knights, Marvel Legends. I really want that Mindless one build a figure. So, but yeah, we'll see. Not a whole lot. But most of my toy buying though now leans more to the indie. That's where I'm going to get in trouble is, like the new Mythic Legions or the Cosmic Legions just dropped, today. And I'm in trouble, and stuff like that. So that's kind of where my mind's going. And there's some wrestling stuff that I need to pre-order too. But
yeah, that's gonna be the stuff I'm gonna have to watch out for. NECA, I still need to go get like Bride and stuff like that, and then Nosferatu. I'll get the Toonie Terrors. I might buy Tarman and Vincent Price.
Yeah, I'm at.
There's an Ultimates Fiend that just dropped recently.
I got it on pre-order. It should be coming from Big Bad Toy Store soon. For me, I'll have the Toonie Terrors, of course, the Fiend, that's me.
Tarman looks cool.
Tarman looks great. I love that movie. I love that guy. So I love that character. So a great character design. But yeah, by and large, man, I think it was a good San Diego. There was a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they're going to come down the pike with Toy Fair.
I don't think Toy Fair is happening, is it?
Is it not?
So. I think
maybe that's why they went so hard this year then.
I think they canceled it. It was supposed to, it's either going to be like in the winter or they canceled it from earlier. But okay. I know New York is the weekend of ITCE, Newark Comic Con. So, yeah. So maybe they do have it in November. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. I have to look that up.
Maybe that's why they went so hard on everything this year at Comic Con, because there's nothing in between. There's no E3. There's no Toy Fair.
Toy Fair, New York 2023, September 30th through Tuesday, October 3rd. It is still on. Yep.
So I was interested to see what they're going to announce there, because, I mean, there's so much announced here.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just going to give updates on their stuff that they announced as far as shipping.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we'll watch and we'll, you know, be rolling through on those too, trying to figure out what's going on. So awesome.
Yeah.
All right, guys. San Diego came and went, and I have not made it out there yet. So boohoo.
Yeah.
Yep.
One day.
Yeah. That's why I keep saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I say that. I've been saying that for 30 years, man. But, you know, whatever. Whatever. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. This was a little bit over an hour. We apologize. We are the number 17th action figure podcast in the world. Woo-hoo! Only way left to go is up. I want to be at least number 12 or 11. Who knows? But I'll take it. I'll take it. So, all right. Thanks for joining us, guys. And that's it.